morning. Welcome, everybody. It's a beautiful day, and you're beautiful people. All of my favorite people are here today. How's that? My very favorite people. You know, I was looking on Facebook. Facebook. I don't have a Facebook, but my husband does, and I stalk it from time to time. Sometimes I think I shouldn't, because yesterday I was reading from several people up north, nobody down here, about how much they hated what was going on in the world today and how much they hated Muslims. And the comments were, I hate Muslims too. I could kill all Muslims, and I even hate the people who stand up for them. And I just, honestly, yesterday I just kind of grieved for that horrible condition that our human society must be in, that someone feels an ego that they are proud to announce these facts. And this morning I heard something, and I was thinking, you know, well, that's ignorance. It's ignorance of people who have no idea what this religion stands for. It's ignorance of people who know no one in that faith. It's ignorance to the fact that there's so much sensationalism and fear mongering going on in the world today in this political atmosphere that it's bringing out all of these conditions. And then this morning, while I was getting ready and fixing breakfast, the news was just playing on and I wasn't paying much attention. It's kind of like background noise. They were talking about this two group of people, Christians and Muslims, that have gotten together and are having a prayer vigil for peace. Now, isn't that beautiful? You see, in all the negative that's going on, there's transformation and peace. We just don't hear about it as often. You see, for the news, that's not sensationalism enough to be out there. But if you look in your life, if you look in your heart, that's where it all begins anyway. And I begin to wonder, what is going on? This Aquarian age is supposed to be the age of peace. And yet I know that we've heard the battle goes on between positive and negative. And I think enough of it. We're ready for the positive. And in my immediate children's life and my life, it seems like there's been chaotic conditions with cars and appliances and roofs and just everything going on all at once. And I was talking to my daughter in Indiana, and I reminded her of when Spirit used to say, mainly Evening Star, there is a time coming when it will hit even everyone in the family with some sort of turmoil where they can't handle it themselves. And the magic is to ask and be aware that we're more than this physical body, that there is turmoil out there, but that doesn't mean there has to be turmoil in here. And we both kind of changed our attitude about what was going on with the roofs and the appliances and the cars and the transmissions. And, you know, it just seemed to fall away. Have they been corrected? Not yet. But you know what? They're not major problems anymore, because we changed our focus. Now, these people who are hating everything that's going on in the world, the funny thing about it is, they don't realize the more they hate, the more they're sending power to those people they hate to continue doing what they're doing. And the more they send hate, it's going to be like a boomerang, and it eventually comes back. But that's not our problem. because we've all had boomerangs. That's how we learned to cry out. That's what we learned to find, that we're more than this human body and that we're more than this human condition. In this Aquarian age, we're told that this is the age of the feminine, which is the intuition, which is the awakening of something more. When we speak about the Christ child and Christmas, Spirit tells us that we're all part masculine and we're all part feminine. Everybody is. And when the masculine and the feminine, which is symbolic of the creative, the will, but it's coupled with the feminine, which is the love. There has to be the combination for things to work. When we finally understand the combination of the will and the love and putting it together, that's when the birth of our Christ child begins to awaken. That's when we begin to have an awakening in the experience within ourselves. You see, we all forget this is a wonderful time, this Christmas time. There's been more awareness of peace and love at Christmas than in any time during any year. Wars have been stopped during the time of Christmas. So let's send that joy. Let's send that peace. Let's send that love everywhere. But we have to find it within ourselves first. Let's remember, in this glorious time of Christmas, you yourself are glory. You're glorious. You're magnificent. I see creative people sprinkled all over in this congregation. Creative people that had to have reached out beyond something, beyond themselves. You see, we all have our miseries to tell, because that's what awakens us to look to something good. But one day in my miseries, I thought, I'm so tired of your problems, Connie. I'm so tired of the same thing. You're thinking the same thing all the time. Get over it. And that was the beginning of my discovery, is before anything can happen in our lives, we have to first get over ourselves. We have to get over our selfish thinking. We have to get over our selfish wants and desires. And we begin to look around and find somebody else to concentrate on. And usually at that time of an awareness, you might find somebody that's been as miserable as you are. And you can say, aren't you tired of it? Let's go do something. Let's get out of it. Let's go find something else to do. You know, there was a time in my life when I had very little money. Well, let me put it this way. I thought I had very little money. And so that created that option for me. And it was time for prom time. And I had been in the drapery business and had been recently divorced. And the drapery business went with my ex-husband. And I thought, I was laid off from what I was doing, and I thought, there's absolutely no money. What am I going to do? Well, I found the most beautiful lavender drapery lining you ever saw. And I found that even though I hated to sew, I could sew something that she really loved. Now, that was in the 80s. I can show you a picture of that dress now. It's the ugliest thing I ever saw. But at the time, we thought it was beautiful. Now, I will tell you, oh, yes, we had a beautiful picture under the this beautiful flowering tree, dogwood tree. They grow just so big and beautiful. It looked like gone with the wind. But, you know, this is significant. Of just a tiny little bit of the power that we all have. That if we can get over our discontents, which we normally all do at Christmas, if we can get over those things, and as parents sometimes, we've had to be a little more creative in our life. That's what our life is all about. We put in focus something in our being that allowed this force to come in and allow us to manipulate or create or acquire something that we wanted for somebody else. And what joy did we get from that? We got tremendous joy. I broke a few needles, but it wasn't for me, so I just kept going. And, you know, that's what life's all about, too. We might make some mistakes, but we've got to just keep going. Spirit has said many times, Scott was talking about last week, everyone's looking for a guru. And Spirit said 9 times out of 10, life is our guru. Look at what life is giving us. Learn from it. Change it if you don't like it. We have the power to change it. We have the power of greatness. We have that Christ child living within that seed, living within our heart center. In the Bible says that we were born in light. First there was light, but man comprehended it not. That can be symbolic of our lives. We were born in light, but we comprehended it not. Because just like the story of Adam and Eve, we started looking out there at everything out there and the idea of the things that we weren't supposed to have or didn't want. That's what we wanted even more. And we soon forgot that we were born in our heavenly glory, and we were born with everything that we need to succeed. Yesterday, we had a wedding here, and it was a guest minister. And I will say, I felt so sorry for the bride and groom. It was the most God-fearing sermon I've ever heard in my life. It was about all the trials that were going to beset them. I tell you, if I had been them, I'd been running out the door after hearing all those things. Oh, no. Who would had the courage to say, I do after that? So, you know, that's kind of what's going on in the world today. Everybody is using fear to control what they want. Well, you know, it's made me kind of want to run to another country. But of course, I'm not going to do that. But we've got to remember of who we are. And we are born in glory. And we can spread our glory to anyone we meet. And you know, I find myself, I was looking at that precious little baby we have today. And I guess he's not here right now. He was just cooing and talking and cooing and talking to me. And I was telling how good he was and how glorious he was. And he just looked up and was, and I guess I was smiling all the way downstairs. And Stan said, What are you so joyous about? Why are you smiling? What's going on? I said, oh, I just met this beautiful little baby. He's just filled with glory. And you know, when you meet someone that's filled with glory, don't you know that your heart opens whether you want it to or not? And there's an expansion of how wonderful the day is and how remarkable our life is without any of those things we used to want. You see, true abundance is not in material things. True abundance is when we find the glory within ourselves and we share it. That's when our life begins to be abundant and glorious. And when you get that glimmer in your eyes, where Bonnie and I were walking in Hillsboro on Friday, and she had said, well, next time I'm going to bring a sack, because we found out on one of our walks there's a more abundant of pecan trees in Hillsboro than on any place on this earth. Right, Bonnie? She said, pulled out her sack. She had it. And you know what? All of a sudden, we found our glory stash. And we filled the whole box. But you see, that's what life is all about. What's your intention? You see, when you can give of yourself, life happens. And it's like miracle moments all the time. I've been here every night this week till about 9:30. Linda's been here sometimes with me, most of the times with me. We had a wedding last night. We had class, so I've been here. This has been my home this week. Well, I don't have a piano at home. It's been here for 13 years, almost 13. Whoops, don't need those anymore. So I don't have time to practice, and some of the songs, blah, 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 blah. And so I didn't have time to record some Christmas songs. And I thought, oh, what shall we sing today? I thought, Art the Herald Angels Sing? That's about peace. And I thought, well, Go Tell It on the Mountain is kind of peppy. And everybody knows Away in the Manger. Well, I get over here, and there's only 3 songs already recorded on that disc. Those 3 songs. You see, life really always has our back. We just have to be aware of it. And you have to be, as I have to be, aware that we were born in glory, and we were meant to share that glory. And we were meant to become that glory over and over and over, so that our lights can shine so bright that our lights can dispel the darkness. God bless you all.
God bless you.